As part of your Austin music experience, I'm Elissa Rigolski. This is your soundcheck. James Prince, CEO of Houston's Rap-A-Lot Records, has been announced as the second keynote speaker of this year's South by Southwest Festival. Rap-A-Lot Records, which started in 1986 as an effort to keep a group of teenagers from Houston's Fifth Ward in school and off the streets, has produced dozens of gold and platinum albums from artists such as Bun B, The Ghetto Boys, and Big Mike. Prince is also famous for his hands-on approach towards his charitable efforts, handing out turkeys on Thanksgiving, donating back-to-school supplies, and passing out food and sleeping bags to Houston's homeless and less fortunate. Bun B will interview Prince during this year's music conference on March 17th at the Austin Convention Center. The Boston music scene has been buzzing with nostalgia this week. After disbanding in 1996, dream pop group Belly announced on Monday that they're not only reuniting for a summer tour across the UK and US, but they'll be releasing new songs on their website one by one over the next few months. The Pixies also seem to be cooking up some new material. The band ended their 23-year hiatus in 2014 with the release of Indie Cindy. Now, according to a teaser trailer released 2 days ago, it looks like the Pixies may be working on an album coming later this year. Back in September, a California judge ruled that American music publishing company Warner Chappell had been wrongfully and unlawfully collecting licensing fees for the song Happy Birthday to You, saying that the copyright on the lyrics, if there ever was one, would have expired no later than 1921. What Warner Chappell actually owns is a very specific arrangement of the ubiquitous tune. For decades, the company charged anywhere from a few hundred dollars to over $100,000 for the use of the song in public performances and motion pictures. Yesterday, Warner Chappell moved to end the six-month lawsuit. Not only will Happy Birthday to You finally enter the public domain, but the company will pay restitution fees of $14 million to musicians and motion picture companies. That's your sound check. I'm Elissa Rigolski for KUTX.